Hello, Malcolm here with Teaching Tips, and today we're talking about David Bourceau's book, Plain Speaking, and the particular topic is five things that can spoil an otherwise good sermon. You know, a delicious dish can be ruined by one lousy ingredient, something that's gone off. So a good lesson can be spoiled in just the same way by small distractions. What might seem like a minor detail to you as a speaker may appear majorly problematic for your hearers. So Bourceau offers us five issues to consider. Briefly, firstly, mispronunciation. We talked about this a bit in the previous episode. The odd word here or there, mispronounced, is no big deal. However, if it is a crucial word to your topic, it is a big deal. Mispronouncing an important word destroys your credibility and leads to significant distraction. Imagine a doctor mispronouncing the name of your medical condition. How would you feel? Secondly, poor posture and distracting movements. Stand and move in a manner appropriate to your context. Some church contexts suit more movement than others. How people are seated, the sight lines, amplification system, they'll all have an impact. In general, refrain from pacing continually back and forth like a zoo animal in its cage, as Bourceau says, but also avoid being too stiff like some kind of army sentry. Thirdly, inappropriate dress and slovenly appearance. Bend your preferences of clothing to the culture of the place where you will be speaking. You are not the focus. God is. You're up there to serve. Anything out of place, like a suit where people wear jeans or jeans where people wear suits, it'll distract your audience from the message. Fourthly, using word whiskers. These are words and phrases known as fillers. You want to avoid okay, you see, you know, especially when liberally sprinkled throughout a talk without meaningful purpose. The best way to work on this is to record yourself and write down such fillers. The best way to cut them out is to speak more slowly and to pause rather than fill with a word whisker. And fifthly, finally, going over your allotted time. Talk more about that next time, but in 40 years of preaching, I've never not once annoyed my listeners by being too short. The opposite is not the case. More on this soon. So what are your thoughts on these five issues that Bourceau brings up? Have we missed any? Next time, we're going to look at landing your plane on time. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? Certainly hope so. Remember at all times to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.